team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
But Phil and Lawrence and, you know, I can't name them all, but the Carsons, Martins, Berts, Bavaros, Carthox, Bankses, those are the guys that propelled Bill Parcells. There are 20 or 30 of those guys that I wouldn't have had a chance with without them.
The rest of your life, man, nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it, because you did it.
People don't understand what winning a championship does. Winning a championship will put you together forever. It's like a blood transfer. You get their blood and they've got your blood. And when you think about that time, you can't do it without thinking of those people.
That Super Bowl, what it's done for my life and some of the thoughts I have about football, it does give me an unbelievable feeling of satisfaction that I was part of a team that won a championship. I think about it all the time. I think about my teammates' memories. They last forever. And really, as I get older, they become sweeter and they mean more to me.
I've played on 13 different teams, but that 86 team, those guys mean more to, you know, more to us, and they mean more to me personally than all the other teams put together.
If that's not what this is supposed to be about, then what is? What is it supposed to be about? Because that really was a team, and they're still a team, and they count on one another to this day.
Scott Norwood, he can fire the shot heard round the world now and win a Super Bowl.
I can see the snap. I can hear the kick. He hit it good. And I remember just slow motion and just watching the ball and not being able to tell whether it was good or not.
When our guys started jumping up, it was just, went over to hug the coach, and he asked for a ride.
One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 25-yard line. What a play by Manning.
What a play. This team won't quit, Bob.
That right there let me know we're going to win this game, because for something that magical to happen in a season that's been so magical, you could not lose.
Touchdown, Giants! And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots with the most improbable win in recent memory.
I'm thinking we're the world champions.
This is it. Doesn't get any better than this.
How about Michael Strahan after all of these years?
Yes.
It was as if somebody took a pen and pad and they wrote down a script and said, you know, this is the perfect ending. I still can't believe it. I can't believe that the New York Giants have won the freaking Super Bowl. It's unbelievable.
I am so very, very proud of this football team. And I am man enough to tell you guys that I love you.
I've never said that to a team before.
but I felt strongly about this team. The thing I wanted them to know is how much I admired them for what you've accomplished, for the men that you are, and the way in which you have truly come together as a team. That's all you coach for. That's the goal.
Only one play separated the Giants from the ultimate finish.
One play away. I can't stay still.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one.
I kind of see the ball, you know, get hit, and then I lose it. And then finally, a second later, I kind of see it dribbling on the ground.
Incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Finish is what Tom Coughlin said, and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
When you set a goal, and you accomplish the goal, and when you specify exactly what it's going to take, and it happens exactly that way, that is rewarding, it's satisfying, but it's also fulfilling. There's nothing like it.
I started thinking about what a crazy ride we've had and how there are so many similarities to the last one. You can't believe it truly happened. It probably changes the way I'm viewed. I don't think it changes the way I view myself. It doesn't change the way I'm going to improve as a player to make sure that I give my teammates and the new guys that will come be a part of this team an opportunity to have those same experiences.
We might not have been the most talented. We played teams that probably should have beat us. But none of that matters when everybody's on the same page. And we are living proof of that.